On December 14th, 1966, at the age of 18, I stood before a crowd of 300 people at Cornell University, read a statement denouncing the war in Vietnam and the draft, and tore my draft card into four pieces. I then walked over to a nearby mailbox and sent my statement and the four pieces of my card to my draft board in the Bronx, New York, informing the Selective Service System I would not fight in Vietnam and would no longer cooperate with the draft in any shape or form. I expected to be arrested on the spot. I was one of 27 million American men who came of draft age during the Vietnam War. I was also one of 25 million American men who did not fight in that war. But, unlike most of those in my age group who did not go to Vietnam, I made a stand against the war and the draft that was public, dramatic, and irrevocable. I became part of a tiny minority of young men, an estimated 3,000, who went to federal prison instead. It is generally recognized today, as it was then, that avoiding combat in what became the most unpopular war in our country's history was an attainable goal for everyone, except perhaps for those who were either too poor or too poorly educated to find an alternative. The Selective Service System provided many means of staying out of the war. Joining the reserves or the National Guard was one way to avoid going to Vietnam, but it often helped to be well connected politically to get into either. Unlike the recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, most members of the reserves during the Vietnam War remained in the United States. Deferments for marriage, fatherhood, and economic hardship provided exemption from military service for many, while millions attending colleges, graduate schools, divinity schools, or professional schools received student deferments. Even those without deferments were often able to manipulate the draft system by failing their physical examinations, feigning homosexuality, or just making nuisances of themselves. Conscientious objector status, which allowed those who held religious objections to participating in war to perform alternative service in lieu of joining the military, was also available to some. Moving to Canada was another possibility, as obtaining landed immigrant status in that country eliminated the prospect of being extradited back to the United States. Some draft-eligible men simply failed to register for the draft, or ignored their induction orders, their files and cases lost in the bureaucratic mess of the Selective Service System. It wasn't just war opponents who didn't want to fight in Vietnam. The list of pro-war politicians of the appropriate age who avoided going to Vietnam is lengthy. It includes President George W. Bush, Student Deferment and Texas Air National Guard, Vice President Dick Cheney, 5 student and marriage deferments, Presidential candidate Mitt Romney, student and ministerial deferments, Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, student and marital deferments, political advisor Karl Rove, student deferment, radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, 4F because of a pilonidal cyst, and Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, student deferment. Although political satirist turned U.S. Senator Al Franken and others have used the derogatory term chicken hawks to describe the hypocrisy of these gung-ho types who artfully avoided fighting in a war they wholeheartedly endorsed, I disagree with impugning their courage. Even though many pro-war politicians have slandered the honor of those of us who refused to kill, I believed then, and still do today, that no American should have fought in Vietnam. I chose none of those alternatives to the draft, and became a draft resister. Some have inaccurately called men like me draft dodgers instead of draft resisters. While many of my contemporaries avoided or dodged the draft through deferments and exemptions, I rejected a student deferment and openly defied the Selective Service System. A few months after destroying my draft card, I began organizing other young men to do the same. Before my 19th birthday, I had become a leader in the largest movement against the draft in the history of the United States since the Civil War.